Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, October 29th of 2019. And it's always great to have you with us whenever you tune in. It's always great to have you listeners tuning into this program, wherever you may be accessing this program from. Even if you're listening to it on your phone while you're driving. If you are, by all means, eyes on the road, eyes on the road. Because don't need these car crashes. We've had enough of those. But we're so glad that you could listen wherever you may be. And I know that God has, that God wants to bless you. He does. And our God is a great God. And I just know that He wants to move on your behalf. And I was just thinking about a song that I heard many years ago by the Imperials, listeners, and some of you folks may know who the Imperials are, others of you may not. They've been at our church before. They became a very famous Christian music group. They were very popular throughout the 70s, 80s, into the 90s. And they wrote a song that was talking about, my God is a big God. He walks upon the mountain. He comes up from the sea. And then one of the parts it says, He's a big God, but He's small enough to live in me. And then it talks about how He's a strong God. And there's parts about that. And then it talks about how He's a loud God. But then at the end of that it says, but He whispers softly in my ear. And I remember I used to love that song. And I realized when I heard it last night how much I loved it. And I said, like I said, they've made, the Imperials, they made a lot of great music. And we had them at our church that I know of four different times. Believe it or not, the two times I liked them the most, I think, was when I was the youngest. Back in 1996 in 1997. They came again in 2002 and then again in 2009. Yep, 2009. Yep, I remember that. I want to say it was October of 2009. I forget the name of the head guy who was on it, but like I said, they did. Their ministry blessed a lot of people. And for those who listen to their music, that music is still blessing people today. Now, why were they called the Imperials? I don't know. But I remember when I was little, me and my mom, we used to bump. No, not really, because me and my brother were little, but we used to play their music. I had a cassette, other stuff, you know, some of their stuff. And there's a certain song that my mom is hugging me, or she's looking for me sometimes. She likes to kind of hum it, and she's like, and it doesn't exactly do that, but that's how she does it. It's really, oh, Jesus, you're wonderful. And that's how it really is. Goes, but like I said, and one other song they do is, listen to the trumping of Jesus, and a lot, they made a lot of great music, had a lot of impact on a lot of people. And I remember one time I heard them on the Mike Huckabee Show, America with Mike Huckabee, or whatever it was called, and he featured them one night. And that was pretty cool, because I had almost forgotten about the Imperials. I remembered, but I hadn't listened to any of their stuff in years. But now I remember. And I remember one of the times, the second time they were there, they sang that song of My God is a Big God, and that guy who has the deep voice. And I kind of cracked up when I heard it. I still can't go in my age now. No, I'm not an old guy. I'm only 30. But at my age, I still can't go as deep and be heard with the same loudness that he can, unless he did something to his microphone. Because he's like, my God is a big God. He walks upon mountains. See, you can barely hear that. But he'll sing that song. He sang that song, and it was just awesome. And I was just thinking, some of you should go look up their music, because it's good stuff. And some of you may not like the more contemporary gospel music, but the Imperials, now they got some good stuff. They really do. And so you can feel free to go check out the music. I just had to get that off my chest. But there's a couple other things I wanted to discuss before we get into the Word of God. And tonight, I want to talk about the day we live in. We live in the last days, and no, I'm not going to talk about the news, but I want to talk to you about, you know, what did the Bible predict would happen at the around the end of the age? What did the Bible say would happen? And so we're going to get into some of that in a few minutes. But wanted to let you know that I didn't know this until today, but McDonald's has pumpkin pies again. And it's always a good time to find something that is pumpkin flavored in the fall, as it is the season of pumpkin and spice and everything nice. How does the real thing go? How does the real thing go, Brittany? I think it's cinnamon and spice and everything nice. Is that, or sugar and spice and everything nice? How does it go?
I think it's sugar and spice
and everything nice. I was trying to think of how it went. I just wanted to get it right. Either way, it kind of rhymes, and I kind of like the rhyme that it has.
Yeah, either way sounds good. Pumpkin and spice.
Yeah, and everything. Yes, cinnamon and spice and sugar and spice. Yeah, because it all works. It all works. It all makes you hungry.
Right. Yep, it all works.
And we all know, listeners, that food is an evangelism tool. it is. Maybe you go to their door, maybe, or something, or maybe you meet somebody, and you know, in a couple days is I like to call it Harvest Day. Originally, the day Halloween was for the harvest, but Satan has ruined it. Maybe when you're giving them candy, you're giving these kids candy, and hey, maybe some of you, if you really want to give treats, why not give them something pumpkin flavored, like a pumpkin roll or something? How about a pumpkin cinnamon roll, right? A nice big pumpkin cinnamon roll. And then you'll be like eating it, especially if it's cold out like they say it's going to be.
And hot apple cider.
You know, that sounds kind of good, actually.
Yeah.
It does. You know, some hot apple cider. And, of course, you want to give them a crack too, but obviously the food will work too, whether it be the pumpkin donut, pumpkin cinnamon roll. You don't just have to dole out candy.
Right. Let me know where you live so I can stop by and get
me. get me one of those whoopies or something.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, I was looking at Facebook and someone was saying something about, I don't care how old you are, if you come to my house and you want candy, you get candy. And then I said, what if I'm 340 years old? And they said, well, at that rate, you should get a special cash prize. Meaning that, like, to clarify that at no age
means you're a vampire and they're scared you're going to eat them.
I'd be like, no, where's my donuts? I'd be like, where's my donuts? You know, where are my? I want some ice cream. Your pumpkin flavored ice cream. Where is it? Man, I wish McDonald's had pumpkin ice cream. Probably be eating it right this second on this microphone.
You could get a pumpkin pie and put it in your vanilla ice cream.
That might not be the same.
I don't know. It still might be good, though.
If only they would make it into a McFlurry.
Oh, yeah. Blend the pumpkin pie into the ice cream. Great idea, River.
I think they should. That would be. But then part of the crust needs to be thrown away, the part that doesn't have any sugar in it. You know?
Yeah. It might be good with ice cream, though. It would all be, like, kind of mixed together.
So it would end up getting sugared by the ice cream?
I think so. I think it'd be delicious.
I agree. That's what I'm talking about, folks. You know, that's good dessert eating right there. Yes, it is. And it's just, you know, great thing this time of the year. Even though the weather outside might be, you ain't no ice cream, you're gonna freeze. you know, especially if it's game night and you're about to go outside to go to the game and sit out there.
I heard it's going to snow Thursday.
Boo!
I know.
Maybe that means the mall will be super, 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 super packed, though.
Okay.
Because people go there to get candy, because the stores give candy.
Oh.
And I imagine it will be. At that rate.
Yeah.
But anyhow, like I was saying, though, that pumpkin pie ice cream is delicious. Anytime I've ever tried it, I always think, you know, that's a dessert made for a king. And where are those candies? You can only have so many suckers. And so many Smarties. Where's my Butterfinger? Where's my Nutter Butters? Where is my Reese's flavored M&M's? And my Reese's Pieces? My baked goods, where are they? You know, where are they? Because that's the kind of sweets I want. For candy day, for the biggest candy day of the year. I want to say that's the biggest day for candy day of the year. The next biggest is Halloween. Valentine's Day is number two. I want to say Christmas is next. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because
like your special Christmas candy you put out.
Yeah, because of all that, I think that's the third biggest. Because of the Christmas candies and nuts. I could care less about the nuts. Oh, and fruitcake. We're not even gonna get started. I could care less about fruitcake. You know. If you're one of those people that makes fruitcake, listeners, you might need some prayer. Brittany, fruitcake really is not good, is it?
I don't think I've ever had it. It doesn't look too appealing. Who wants fruit in their cake?
Oh, and by the way, those fruitcakes you might have seen, they look like a hard rock.
Yeah. It does not look like cake.
I tasted a bite of one time someone I knew made one, and I was like, how does anyone eat this? And I was like, I'm not eating any more of it. And this was back on Christmas Day, like, I want to say, back, yeah, 2015. And I was up there at my grandma's, and there was fruitcake. To make up for it, thankfully, my grandma made for the first time, she made hot donuts. Yummy, 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 yummy. I guess it might have been worth the one bite of fruitcake. It wasn't like some promise that if I ate a bite of the fruitcake, she'd make the donuts. But I just kind of say that I think it was worth it if it's what it came down to, you know? But I will say, I'd much rather have the homemade donuts than a fruitcake, because those homemade donuts are delicious. But the fruitcake, like I said, worm eaten. You don't think you'll ever try a bite of that fruitcake, do you?
No. Like cranberries? I don't like cranberries either, do you?
No. And cranberry juice? Forget it. Forget it. It ain't no good. Excuse the ink, but it still isn't good, regardless of how you put it. It's not good. Anyhow, listeners, I want to encourage you to please tell someone you know how they can be a part of this great radio program. You make it really easy. The number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. You want to call in and you want to ask me a question about the World Series? Or you want to ask me something about football? Maybe Monday Night Football? Or maybe you want to ask me about the Pistons or the Wings? Whatever, we can discuss it. Maybe you have some insight into some of this pumpkin stuff. We can discuss that, too. Or if you want to ask me something about the Bible, feel free to call in and talk to me. And as I said, that number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts, and when you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. Go ahead and press 1. You will be taken through a call screener, and then my assistant will let me know that we have a caller. And then we will let you know, I'll be notified that we have a caller. And then we will let you talk to me about whatever you want to talk about, as long as it's not political. Okay? And my hope is that we can get some great callers tonight, as it's always beautiful whenever we can get great callers. All right. Now, want to sing a song? For you tonight. And I might have sung it on the show before. I might have not. But The one I want to sing, oh yeah, I have sang it on the show before. Healing is here. Healing is here. Healing is here. And I believe it. Healing is here. Healing is here. Healing is here. And I believe it. Lift my hands to the heaven. I lift my eyes. My help comes from above to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Healing is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here, and I believe it. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. And I believe it. I lift my hands to the heaven. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. I lift my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Healing is here. Healing is here. Yes, it is. Healing is here. I receive it. Freedom, deliverance is here. Deliverance is here. Deliverance is here. And I receive it. Thank you, Lord God, that you're the healer, you're the deliverer, you're the savior, you're the freer. You free us from anything that binds us, whatever it is. whether it's a sin, whether it's a habit, whether it's a stronghold, whether it's selfishness, whatever it is, Lord God. I just thank you that your hand is upon us. And I just thank you, Lord God, for that you make a way for us, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven this evening. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you would just bless our time. Bless this time as we study your word tonight to find out what exactly you predicted would happen in the last days. Now, I know what's going to happen, but I mean, not everybody knows. So as I said, we're going to study the Bible. We're going to study your holy word together. And we're going to find out what exactly you predicted. And I thank you that you will reveal things to us. You'll show us so we can help, so that we can get as many people saved as possible, win as many souls in for your kingdom as we possibly can, Jesus. And I just thank you that you use me tonight. As I read, and then as we discuss what is predicted. And I thank you, Lord God, that these people will receive this challenge that I have for them, because it is very serious and very important. And I just pray, Lord God, over this program, that increases in listenership are coming, that sponsors are coming into this program, that finances are coming into this program, and the most important thing of all, a great harvest of souls is coming in to the kingdom of God as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Open your Bible, if you will, please, to the book of Matthew, chapter 24. Matthew 24, praise the Lord. I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. As I said, Matthew, so we're going to Brother Matt's house. I mean, to Brother Matt's book. We're going to read from the 24th chapter. Sorry, folks, I don't mean Matt, I mean Matthew. But for some of you kids, as I said, I'm in verse 1 of chapter 24 in the NIV translation of the Bible. Now Jesus left the temple, and he was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings. "Do you see all these things?" he asked. "I tell you the truth. Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us, Jesus," they said, "when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Pause. What he's saying is, like, when exactly will it happen? You're going to find out that he didn't give a certain year number and a certain date and a certain hour. He didn't do that. Certain things must happen. Just thought I should clarify so that there is no confusion. Verse 4. Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you. For when many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed." By the way, someone tells you, "Oh, the Lord's going to come on this certain day." One time I heard someone say that they heard from someone else that the Lord was going to come on Good Friday of a certain year. This was a couple weeks before that time. Did he come? No. So anytime you hear someone saying that they heard the Lord's going to come on a certain day, don't believe it. That doesn't mean he won't come on that day, but just, because the Bible says we don't know the day or the hour, and we'll discover that as we continue to read. You will hear of wars, rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Last part of verse 6b. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Verse 7. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. They will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith, and they will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and will deceive many people. Oh, we got that going on right now, big time. And then it says, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But he who stands firm to the end of the age will be saved. Hallelujah. I threw that hallelujah in there. It didn't say that. I put that in there. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. I'm going to zero in on this in a little while. So mark your Bible at Matthew 24:14, because we're going to come back to that verse, Matthew 24:14. Back to reading. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. Then let these who come in Judea flee to the mountains. And let no one on the roof of his house go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. Oh, and by the way, he was not talking about an airplane flight either, just to clarify confusion. I mean, just to clarify, so there was no confusion at all. 22. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, these days will be shortened. If anyone says to you, look, here's the Christ, or there he is, don't believe it. Do not believe it, for false Christ, capital C there, false Christ and false prophets will appear, and they will perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible. See, I have told you ahead of time. So if anyone tells you, there he is, out in the desert, don't go out. Or here he is, here in the inner rooms, don't believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever there is a carcass, there the vultures will gather. Immediately after the distress of these days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that the end is near. Right at the door, I tell you the truth. This generation will certainly not pass away until all of these things have happened. heaven on earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. We're going to read this next passage too, to confirm that the day and the hour is unknown. We already know that. I know that. I want to show you. Verse 36. No one knows about the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding in a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you don't know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would have never let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give him their food at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. I tell you the truth, he will put him in charge of all of his possessions. But suppose that servant is wicked and says to him, my master is staying away for a long time. And he then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards. The master of that servant will come on a day and when he does not expect him, at an hour that he is not aware of, he will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, all right. Take a seat by the fire. Okay, we're not by the fire, but it's time to have a talk. Nobody looking at me funny or anything like that. This is very serious. Now, what we just read about in Matthew 24 was about the last days, how the last days are. I didn't say going to be. I said are. We are in the last days, folks. We're in the last of the last days. Well, how is the whole world going to hear about the gospel? you know, through means of, obviously through, you know, preachers, missionary work, and other means, similar meanings, as well as through online streams. Because when the internet came out, that really opened a lot of opportunity for people to hear about the Word of God. It opened a lot of opportunities for people to hear and people to understand. I don't mean to understand. I mean for people to learn about God who otherwise may not. And so we read that there will be famines in various places. There'll be earthquakes and other types of disasters happening. We got those. We have them happening all the time. Even in this country. Floods in some places. Droughts in others. Record heat. Sometimes in the winter, record cold. You know, earthquakes in California this year. On the biggest beach day of the whole year, generally the 4th of July. Do you think that's the biggest beach day of the whole year, Brittany? I think it is, don't you?
Yeah, probably.
Yep. But like I said, on was supposed to be Independence Day, but I think something, the minds of some people, it's National Go to the Beach Day. you know, just kind of like it's on average the busiest day, on average. Just kind of averaging it out. But some of these people in California probably couldn't go because of these earthquakes. But, and then we, and all that, nations will rise against nations, kingdoms against kingdoms. You know, you'll have wars going on. But there's been wars all throughout history. I know it. But there'll be more. And there'll be rumors of wars. But it says to watch out for these deceptive false teachers, false prophets. Don't let anyone deceive you. Someone says Jesus is going to come on July. No, excuse me. I mean January 26th of 2020 at 3:30 p.m. Don't believe it. I had to take away the July part because I don't want to ruin anybody's picnic. But I will say, watch who you listen to, what preacher you listen to. Please make sure that their doctrine is solid, because you should never let anyone deceive you. At all. Because deception can be deadly. And, you know, you don't want it. What else does it say? Well, let's go take a look back at Luke, Matthew 26, 14. That was that verse I had you guys bookmark because we were going to come back to it. I mean, 24, 14. Excuse me. 24, 14. 2, 4, 1, 4. Just getting back to my place. Here we go. Oh, it says, and this kingdom, this gospel of the kingdom of God will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. So when you see standing in the holy place, the abomination that causes desolation, spoken out through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand, and let those in Judea to flee the mountains. Don't let anyone on the roof of his house go down to get anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back inside to get his cloak. You know, when you hear the trumpet blow. And another deception thing. False prophets will appear, and they will actually perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect. We've had that before in the body of Christ. I'm not going to name names, but we've had it happening. We've had it happen. I refuse to know names. But that's why it's very important to watch. If that were possible, even I have told you ahead of time. And if anyone tells you, there he is, out in the Feet Desert. Don't go out. Or here he is in the inner rooms. Don't believe it. Just like lightning that's visible in the east, visible is also visible in the west. And then there's certain things that are going to happen. You know, Jesus is going to come for the elect before the tribulation. There are people who think that we're going to live through the tribulation. Some people think that we're in the tribulation right now. Yes, some people think we're in the tribulation right now. The truth is, you know, after the 7 years of tribulation, Jesus will set his foot down on the Mount of Olives. The devil will be bound forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. He won't be able to deceive any more people. And then, my friends, the 1,000-year reign. And then he talks about the masters at the end of the chapter. And then, so, I've told you about the signs. you know, there'll be famines and other huge, you know, events that'll take place in various places. You know, the sun will be dark and the moon will not give its light. Stars will fall from the sky. That's like when you know it's real close. But you're not going to know the day and the hour, the day or the hour that Jesus is going to come, that the trumpet's going to call. You're not going to know. And the angels are going to come with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and you're going to hear the trumpet call. And then we shall be caught up together with him in the clouds. That doesn't mean it'll be a cloudy day. Might be a sunny day. Sunny, blue, and 82 or 92, and me at Plymouth. I like that if I'm in the water, sunny, blue, and 92. Don't you, if you're in the water, sunny, blue, and 92? Sunny, blue, 92, and the beach or the pool is packed. Right, Brittany? I love the packed part. I do. Because it's 92. Oh, yes, very much. Very much so. Because I love the, because my wife told me before that I really like the packed part. I do. But to be honest, we don't know the day or the hour that he's going to come. There are signs, though. And we're seeing a lot of them. Obviously, it doesn't say what countries, what's going to happen in, but it says that people will hate, well, even some people, many people in the faith, will turn against each other and against God. So, you need to watch yourself. Everybody needs to watch themselves, every one of us. I have to work on it myself, that I don't be deceived. Wickedness will increase. It has increased a lot over my lifetime. I asked someone about this back when I was a teenager. I said, how often do you think it gets worse? By the year? Maybe by the month or something. They said, oh, by the newscast. Did I just hear hot dogs? What about hot dogs? Glory! Hi, Dave.
Hi, Rivers. How are you?
It's good to see you. It's been a long time. Yes. Sorry about that, listeners. I just heard a familiar voice. And actually a very nice man. He's worked in the carnival industry. But right now, that's the last of my worries. That's the least of my worries, because I'm talking about something a lot more important. But when I see certain people, I just want to, you know, give a shout out. About, you know, to certain people whom I might see. Like I said, that Dave is a very nice guy. But like I was saying, you know, the coming of the Son of Man, you know, there's all these different signs. Talks about heavenly bodies being shaken. Talks about nations rising against nations, kingdom against kingdom, people against peoples, and kingdom against kingdom, families, you know, coming against each other. Love of many will grow cold. I love what Sean Hannity ends all of his shows with. Let not your heart be troubled. That's very important. Do not let your heart be troubled. I have to make sure that I don't let my heart be troubled when I see these certain signs happening around the world. You know, but we always got to keep watch, because we don't know the day or the hour that he's going to come. We don't know. He's going to come at an hour when nobody expects him to come. It'll be like a thief in the night. I didn't say it'll be in the night. It'll be like a thief in the night. Might be at a time when you think everybody's rosy. Everything's rosy. Might be when you're having the day of your life. You know? Well, and then that trumpet calls. He's not going to tell you what day and what time he's going to come. Oh, Jesus, you're going to come tomorrow at 3 o'clock? Oh, excuse me, folks. I got to go right home. I got repenting to do to get this other stuff right with God. It's not going to work that way. No, it's not. That's why you always got to be ready and got to be prepared. And make sure you're right with God. Because if you're not right with God, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you will not make heaven. If you miss the rapture, then in the tribulation, Christians, more than likely, they're going to be lined up. And they're going to go after all the Christians, and they're going to say, you're a Christian over here? We're going to hunt you down. Are you a Christian? Yes. Get him. Are you a Christian? No. You're free. Are you a Christian? Yep. Get him, guards. And the choice you'll be given is this. Either deny Jesus and go to hell forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Or stay right in front of them. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I'm proud of it. And then they take you down and you go to heaven. But you don't want to get that far. You don't want to miss the rapture. You don't, trust me, listeners, you don't want to miss the rapture. You know, Pastor talked about signs of the age, but, you know, he dealt about the day we live in. Sunday, but he did it a little bit different from what I did. He talked a lot bit more about certain things happening along with biblical. But since we don't do any politics on the show, I've kept it biblical. And this thing about the days being shortened, listeners. Now, some of you may think, oh, does that mean we're going to go from 12-hour days to 5-hour days? No. Just means the time is closer than what we think. I used to ask, you know, when I was younger, how many more years do you think it'll be? They would tell me, like, 10 years, 5 years. I asked my mom. I asked a couple other you know, good, you know, people who I knew well, you know, that, you know, and they all told me they thought for sure, you know, 10 years, maybe 15. And the last time I heard, I remember asking them, was like a good, like, you know, 12 years ago, 13 years ago. Even at that time, my pastor said that there were scholars that were shocked that we were still alive. That was 2004. And this is 2019, folks. And so that 2004, that was when I was half the age that I am now. Half the age. And now 15 years later, they have to be even more shocked that he hasn't come yet. The good news, listeners, out of all this, when the trumpet blows, those of us who are prepared, we get to go up to heaven and we get to meet our Maker. Tomorrow night, or maybe soon, tonight, I talked about, you know, the signs, were the signs that Jesus is coming. Soon I'm going to talk about hell and hellfire. What is that like? After that, I'm going to teach about what is heaven like. And I just felt like in my spirit, like I'm supposed to deal with some of this right now. Because I'm a whole Bible guy. I don't just teach certain parts. I mean, I don't just believe certain parts. And then soon after that, I want to get into some Psalms and Proverbs, some of our wisdoms and things like that, like how that, in Proverbs, how it talks about wisdom and how it's the principal thing, and certain things in Psalms and that. And so I'm just excited. And I know God has a plan. And yes, we're still going to talk about faith and that, but I'm just saying. God's been telling, I've been feeling it in my spirit, that I should be, that sometimes we just need a little warning. And listeners, if you get a chance to lead somebody to the Lord, take it. Meet someone you know they're not saved, lead them to the Lord. Please, give them a track. Always have tracks with you. Thursday night, perfect opportunity. So you don't decorate your house. Oh, and by the way, if you leave your lights off, that's basically saying, that's basically a way of telling them that you don't want to reach them. So even if you just give them cracks and don't give them the candy. We've got to reach the lost somehow. It's very important. Time is short. But we don't want to be like the world to reach the world. No. We don't do that. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this word tonight. I know it was very severe, but people needed to hear it, Lord God, and I pray every one of these people will take this to heart, and that they will realize the day we live in, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, that we are doers of this word and not just hearers only. And I give you praise and all the honor and all the glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to give you a couple of tidbits about heaven right now, because I don't know when I'm going to teach on heaven. I just know it'll be soon. But in heaven, we're going to have a new body. Thank you, Jesus. And you want to know what? In heaven, you're always beautiful. You're always handsome. If you're a guy, you're always beautiful. If you're a woman, no makeup, no combing your hair, no having to put on that dress that you really don't like because you don't think it's comfortable, or that suit coat that you really despise. I didn't say I despise it. Some other people might. And in heaven, there's no weight gain. You're a perfect specimen of how God wanted you to be. Some of you may say, is there sweets in heaven? Yeah. Like I said before, I'm sure there's going to be sugar in heaven. All the donuts, and pies, and cookies, and candies, and all that good stuff. It's going to be awesome. But you got to make sure you know Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Otherwise, you won't be able to take advantage of any of that. Because I tell you, I want some donut buddies in heaven. You know, some cupcake buddies, some. As I've said before, there's something to be said about these donut moments. When you're with someone who just loves eating those donuts, cupcakes, or other sweets like that. But I don't know why I'm thinking about cupcakes. I'm not the biggest cupcake guy. I'm more of a donut guy. But when I'm thinking about heaven, I'm thinking about if there'll be sugar up there. For some reason, it just all sounds good. All right. Something for another day. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are, what you've done for this great night. All right. In terms of sports, World Series Game 6 is tonight. Verlander, Justin Verlander, is the pitcher for the Houston Astros. I forget who the Nationals pitcher is going to be, but Houston has a chance to close out tonight on home field. And you want to know what? I think they're going to do it. By the way, reminder, tomorrow, 2 to 6, free taco at Taco Bell. Free taco at Taco Bell. Doritos Locos Tacos, I think, because steal a base, steal a taco. Someone stole a base, so everybody in America gets a free taco from your local Taco Bell. I think McDonald's needs to do a promotion like that.
Free French fries.
Yeah, yeah. Free large fry. I say free large fry.
Sounds good.
Or Midland High should do that at their games. Or if they do something, if you pick a score correctly, get to sit wherever you want in that stadium. And I bet you know exactly where I would sit, don't you?
Yeah.
Where do you bet? I bet you already know where I would sit. Bottom of the band section. You figured that, didn't you?
Yeah.
The part closest to you, guessed it, section one, because that's where the kids are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That were in the middle. And then the kids, of course, they get to talk to me even while they're playing, right? Of course.
Yeah.
If I win at those games, at least that's like the grand prize. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like if they were a promotion like that.
We got a bunch of volleyball players in here.
Midland or Dow?
Neither. They're Genesee Catholic. They beat Midland High, they said.
What do you mean? Genesee Catholic?
Yeah.
Midland Genesee Catholic, I think that's something else. Maybe it's Flint Powers Catholic.
No, it's the Genesee County Catholic School on the bus.
So it might be Flint Powers.
Yep, Powers Catholic. You're right. That's what the rest of the bus says. I can see that now.
Oh. Sorry about that, folks. But like I said, oh, yeah, World Series. Astros win tonight. World Series championship. Second time in 3 years. That's what I hope happens. And then all the Astros players can celebrate with a nice donut and a nice cold cup of cider. Because Houston is one of the biggest donut cities in America based on the amount of donut shops per person. But the source that I heard it from was not very proud of that accomplishment. I am very proud of that accomplishment, though, for Houston, being a big donut city. Basketball. Pistons finally got a win last night. They beat the Bulls 118-111. And so, good job for the Pistons. Excuse me. Tomorrow, right? Predictions are back. Time to predict Midland's playoff game. Dow's playoff game. Michigan's game. Michigan State's. Lions. And the bonus NFL game. It's all going to come your way tomorrow here on The Miracle Man. Until tomorrow night, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody.